welcome to Windows 7 Healthy Computing, everyone. This is Thursday, June 17, 2010, and my name is Darnell. We're here at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls to learn some more tips for keeping Windows 7 computers healthy. I'd like to welcome to the program today my friend Deb. Deb, I recently got a brand new computer that runs Windows 7, and I want to make sure that it will keep running smoothly. I don't want to do anything accidentally or on purpose that will cause problems. What do I need to know about installing software that will help me?
You know, Darnell, it's a good idea to think twice and even three times about installing supposedly free software from the web. Sometimes those cutesy programs such as screensavers or those little weather pop-ups just bog down your computer. Or they might even contain malicious code doing something nasty behind the scenes. And another thing, be wary of things that will install themselves if you're not careful. For example, if you download Java, it might also download and install another toolbar in your browser, unless you tell it not to. So read those installation screens carefully and uncheckmark the things you don't want or need to be installed. Don't just blindly click Next, or you might get more than you bargained for.
Is it true that sometimes things can get installed on the computer without knowing it?
It sure is, Darnell. Believe it or not, sometimes you can pick up nasty stuff just by casually browsing the web. For example, recently there was malicious code in an advertisement on a TV station's website, a legitimate website, and people who visited that page got infected, and there was no way of knowing until it was too late. One thing you can do to counteract that kind of thing, though, is to set up a separate user account on your computer that does not have the authority to install software, and then you use that account for your everyday work. When you do need to install legitimate software, you upgrade your access to administrator level using the user access control feature in Windows 7.
Aha, I understand. Thanks, Deb, for all of your advice today. I'm going to pay more attention from now on to what I'm doing.
Thanks, Darnell. I'm glad to be able to help.
The information presented here today is based on personal experience and best practices for safe computing.